The end of the 2014 election season means new faces in Congress. It could also mean a push to get your agency funded more quickly. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call and writes the Hawkins Here blog, and he's watching the follow-on to the midterm elections from the very front lines. And I know technically, David, it's not the end of the midterm election season. There are still some races outstanding and probably a recount in the Virginia Senate race. But the broader theme of who's going to do what in January is pretty much over. I was stunned, though, I have to say, over the weekend before the election to see reporting on rollcall.com that already the push toward omnibus funding bills for the federal agencies is already underway. People are working on that right now, even they didn't wait for the election.
That's right. I mean, it's but mostly at the staff level. The story that we moved just before lunch today said that the staffers are moving full speed ahead to negotiate the framework for the lame duck omnibus. It hasn't gotten to the principles yet, obviously, and the way these things normally work is the staff of the dozen subcommittees will be able to just essentially negotiate among themselves the vast majority of the relatively easy things. So most agencies and programs will actually have their funding levels set by these professional staff members, because the numbers won't be that far apart, and they'll split the difference and do what professional negotiators are supposed to do. And then it'll be up to the leadership and the president to work out a deal on the tough stuff, which are, you know, generally the social policy funding levels, and then any policy riders that the Republicans might want to attach. But the fact that they're even doing this is, you know, something of a post-election breakthrough. It's clear. It's clear if you read between the lines of what Mitch McConnell said at his news conference in Louisville this afternoon, that he wants to get this done, get this behind him, so that it's off his to-do list when he actually becomes the majority leader in January. Hal Rogers, his fellow Kentuckian, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the House, and Mitch McConnell apparently had some discussions about this when they were campaigning together in Kentucky last week. The president, in his news conference, sounded like he wanted to get it done. So the only question now is, are there going to be, the so-called hell no caucus that's going to try and put the brakes on this and insist on postponing it until it's an all-Republican world next year?
The best insight that I saw into why what happened yesterday happened, I think, came from somebody who I apologize that I can't give them credit for this statement, but it was on one of the cable gab shows this morning. Essentially, the sentiment was that it wasn't a vote for anybody. It was a vote against everybody. And I know we can look at the raw numbers, and incumbents won. Vast majority were reelected again yesterday. But the sentiment, at least among voters, is I hate you all, and including my guy, which is a difference from the past. And maybe that's where this motivation is coming from, David.
Yep, I think that's exactly right. There's some, the exit polls, which I've been trying to understand in detail this afternoon, show what you just said. So 3 out of 5 voters said they're dissatisfied or furious with the Obama administration. It's the exact same percent as say the same of the Republican leaders of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
54% of voters said they had an unfavorable opinion of the Democratic Party. The exact same percent said the same of the GOP. Almost half the people who said the economy was their top, almost half the voters said the economy was their top issue. How did they split? 46 voted Republican for Congress, 46 Democrat for Congress. So there is a certain pox on both their houses. Sentiment here, so right, this, that they want to get this one off their back. They want to do probably show some willing, I mean, in the voters' minds, in the electorate's minds, whether it's the lame duck and the Republicans don't quite have control yet, or it's January and the Republicans do have control, they're going to gloss that over. What they want is some sort of sign that Congress is going to have a no-drama deal, as the president himself said this afternoon. No-drama budget in the next 5 weeks was, I think, the phrase.
Yeah, I wonder if that might not be something that works to the disadvantage of the newly elected Republican majority in the Senate, too, which is, I wonder if the average American knows that there's a lame duck session and that the 113th Congress isn't over yet.
Right. I mean, probably not. So they're probably going to, I mean, many people will see headlines that say, oh, Congress is at work on a budget, and assume that these are the guys they voted for or against yesterday.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, will not embolden the new Senate Republicans. And just to, one note here, which is that I think that several of these new Republican senators are coming to Washington with ambivalence about which side of the Republican team, which of the two Republican teams to join, the confrontational team or the, let's get something done and show we can govern team.
What difference does that make, in your view, long-term, especially to people who are working at an agency and trying to figure out what all this might mean for their jobs 6 months, a year from now?
Right. Well, it's, what it means is that there is going to be, even if they do get this little, the reason that it's supposed to be easy to put aside this year's budget, the budget for fiscal 15, which started in October, the reason that it was supposed to be easy and no drama was because the amount of money, the total amount of money in discretionary spending was the same for 2 years in a row. So in theory, it was supposed to be, once they did the deal this past January, it was supposed to be pretty easy to do a deal for the coming year. Next year, sequestration is theoretically back in place. There's going to be, in theory, there could be the same old fights that we had a couple of years ago about whether to break down the firewalls between defense and domestic, whether some Republicans want to take from domestic to give to defense. Plenty of other Republicans don't want to do either. They want to shrink even more. So it's next year is when the battle was, that was the longest postponement that anybody ever hoped for, was last year and this year. But next year, the battle's supposed to be rejoined.
Okay, yes. But, when you have two chambers that are the same party, the battle should be tempered quite a bit, and the battle should at least just be between Congress and the White House.
In theory, right. But we've got a Republican Party still at war with itself. You still have, just look at the two senators from Kentucky. You have Mitch McConnell, the embodiment of the establishment Republicans, and you have Rand Paul, who wants to mess things up so that he can run for president. It's not just a two-way chess game. It's in some ways a three or four or five-way chess game.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. Personal question: how late were you up last night covering all this stuff?
Oh, only till about 1:45.
Wow.
Yeah, and the dog wanted to talk about the election returns, so I had to take her out for a walk.
Yeah, you can't turn the dog down when you want to have that conversation. Was alcohol involved in that conversation at all?
No,
you don't have to answer that question.
No, I had to get up at 6:30. I had one beer to see. We all thought we were going to be up much later because, to be honest, most people thought that calling the Senate as a Republican takeover wasn't going to happen at 10:45 at night. It happened much sooner than we all expected.
It was all those polls. It was the polls that everybody, on average, there was like a 6-point differential between what the polls were saying for the Senate races and the governor's races and what actually happened. It's amazing.
Yep. Once again, the polls were way wrong.
Big fail again this year. Now, I am very excited to get together with you and your colleagues from Roll Call. My colleague Jason Miller and I, among others, are coming over for the big event tomorrow.
Right, it's going to be a good time. So this is the CQ Roll Call post election conference. Seats are still available. You can go onto our website and register. It doesn't cost all that much money. And if you come, we'll get to hear you do a panel on the budget and appropriations process. I'm going to lead a little bit of a line by line discussion about the new power structure in Congress, which includes obviously a new chairman for every committee. Everybody from John McCain at Armed Services down to, I think Richard Burr at Veterans Affairs from A to V.
Yeah.
We'll go through it and discuss what their agendas are. It should be a good time.
It will be a good time. It's at the Liaison Hotel, and we'll put a link to that registration at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so folks can come by and see all of us do our little dog and pony show. And I'm really excited about your conversation because I think for especially the folks that listen to this station, who will be overseeing them on both sides of the Hill will be really important. And a lot of the attention's been focused on the Senate, but as we've discussed on this program today, with the term limits that the Republican caucus imposes on itself on the House side, there'll be a lot of churn there, too, a lot of new leaders on committees there. House Oversight and Government Reform and because of retirement, HASC are just two of them.
Right. Those are two biggies, as, of course, the Ways and Means Committee,
yep.
Almost certainly going to former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan. you know, those are probably the three biggies, but there'll be others. And of course, there are ranking Democratic seats that are going to change hands because of some defeats and retirements. And still in the House, that makes some difference. They control some of the budget and they control some of the agenda setting, still the Democrats.
I hope the event goes really well tomorrow. Thank you for inviting me and to be a part of it. And I will see you at the liaison tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks a lot. See you then.